There are more questions in the HPD corruption case with the police chief at its center, and this time it's the investigation of a broken taillight. Civil Beat reporter Chad Blair has a reality check. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann.
Okay, so what happened with this broken taillight, and why are we just hearing about it now?
Well, this is something that Nick Gruby, our reporter, uncovered. It is news in the K-Aloha case. Whether it will actually be pertinent to the fate of the police chief and his wife remains to be seen. But let me just describe briefly what happened in 2013, around the same time when that mailbox, which we all know about, the K-Aloha's mailbox, that was stolen and has led to this federal corruption and conspiracy case. There was a second incident involving the K-Aloha's car, a taillight broken with a screwdriver that was found in the backseat of one of the chief's cars, and it was investigated by HPD. And there was some question as to whether this alleged break-in and vandalization may have been another example of trying to frame Catherine K-Aloha's uncle. Remember that Catherine's a deputy city prosecutor, and her uncle, Gerard Puana, was wrongly framed in that mailbox case. So was this a second case trying to frame Puana? Because it's hard to keep track of all the details, but remember that K-Aloha, Catherine in this case, and her uncle involved in a financial mess with their family involving hundreds of thousands of dollars. So there was a financial angle at stake. So that's the latest development. And as you know, it comes just the day before Chief K-Aloha himself may learn his fate, because the police commission is meeting tomorrow. We'll see whether they have a decision about his future.
Weren't there other, I don't want to call them, minor of vandalism happening, or other cases of minor vandalism at the house?
Right. And the general feeling is that it hasn't added up to much, but there is some question. Some of the very same officers that were involved in investigating the mailbox case, also involved with looking into this taillight case. The suggestion is that there's a conspiracy, that the same people are trying to frame Puana. I can tell you that Alexander Silvert, who, of course, is the public defender, he calls this whole thing troubling and suspicious. But let's give the other side. The attorney for the K-Aloha said, look, my clients are innocent. The federal government is really overreaching here. But yes, in answer to your question, there were some other minor incidents involving breaking the law.
Did Miles Briner say anything about any sort of, motive for any of this, or anything that he sees in it that may be different from what we're hearing from Silvert?
Well, he's, of course, his job is to put on the best public face for his clients, just as it is the job of Alexander Silvert to try his case in public, if you will. But Briner has been consistent all along in saying that this is really much ado about nothing, that it's being overpublicized. Others have said this as well, not adding too much more to it. But it is an interesting late development that nobody really knew much about. But nothing yet, at least that we can see, that pertains to the K-Aloha's fate going forward here. It is an interesting thing. The public records request that we used, it's heavily redacted. I mean, it's just like black line after black line, so it's hard to tell all the details. But one detail that does emerge is that Catherine K-Aloha may be one of the co-conspirators in the mailbox case. There is a suspicion there, and there is another suspicion that four police officers may be co-conspirators as well. So we'll see whether there will be more people named in this case going forward.
And is there any indication from Mr. Silvert that there might be something more to this?
Other than calling it suspicious and troubling, we'll have to see. I think the focus right now is on the fate of K-Aloha and the legal challenges at hand. But stay tuned, Beth Ann.
All right. We will. Thanks, Chad. We'll talk to you in the morning. Chad Blair joins us every day from Civil Beat with a reality check.